We continue our learning Leila Nishmas, Davi Ben Menacharush, and Chaim Yaakov, and Pinchas Shaliyah. We are beginning the 11th parak of Maseches Ksuvos Mishnah Aleph. We learned already in the fourth parak, Parak Dal Mishnah Yudbeis, that one of the Tnai Ksuba, one of the conditions built into the Ksuba, is that the woman, after the husband passes away, gets to live in his home, and he receives mezonos from his property the entire time she's an almana until she remarries. And that's what they were writing in the Ksuba, the Anshe Yushalayim and Anshe Gola will write that in their Ksuva. But the Anshe Yehuda would write that the woman will sit in Beis Baala after he passes away and receives mezonos, not until the entire time she's a widow, but until the time the Yorshim, the inheritors, decide to give her a Ksuva. If they decide to give her a Ksuva, so then they pay the Ksuva and she leaves. A Mishnah is going to deal with the laws of an almana based on that Tanai Ksuva. Almana nizones minichse yisomim. So the almana is going to receive nizonos from the nechasim that fell to the yisomim be Yerusha. That's part of the Tanai Ksuva. And maise yadea shelahen. That which the almana does, whatever she produces, whatever earnings she has, they belong to the yisomim. Since they're giving her mizonos, the same way a woman, when the husband's alive, the Baal has the rights to her Maisa Yadayim in place of the mizonos that he's giving. The same thing is true over here. Now, the Gemara says that our Mishnah is following the minog of Anshe Yushalayim and Galil, and that's why the Gersa is Almana Nizonis. She's receiving mizonos, which means the entire time she's not Tovea, she doesn't demand her Ksuva, so she can stay in the house as long as she likes as an Almana, and she gets mizonos from the Nechasim of the Yerusha against the will of the Yisomim. The Yisomim can't say, we're giving you your ksuva and get out of here. Because Anshe Yushalayim, Anshe Gola hold that way, as opposed to Anshe Yehuda. And the Tosis explains, this is why the Maisei Yadayim belong to them, because they can't do any. They can't kick her out of the house and say, here's your ksuva and leave. They have to give him a zonos. If they have to give him a zonos, they get her Maisei Yadayim. But according to the Minog of Anshe Yehuda, that yes, she's getting the zonos because the Yisomim want to give her. And they could give her the ksuva and then she would leave. Then the Maisei Yadayim do not belong to them. That is the way. Now, if the Girso war Almana Hanizones, not Almana Nizones, which is, she's automatically receiving Mizonos, but rather Almana Hanizones, an Almana who is receiving Mizonos, that would be according to the Minag Anshe Yehuda. And the Mishnah would therefore be teaching us, what does it mean, Almana Hanizones Minichse Yisomim Mase Yodea Shelohen, the Mishnah then could be teaching us that if with the Gersa were Hanizones, the Mishnah would be saying no. Not that the first way you understood that the Mishnah is according to the Minog of Anshe Yushalayim Anshe Galil. No, Hani Zonis would say it's according to the Minog of Anshe Yehuda. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah would be that even according to Anshe Yehuda, the entire time the Almana is Nizonis from the Nichse Yerusha with the Ratzon of the Yisomim, the Maise Yadayim belong to them. That would be the way we could understand the Mishnah. Obviously, the other way to understand the Mishnah is Almana Nizonis, and it's only according to Minog Anshe Galil Anshe Yushalayim that she's receiving and that mizonos is against their will, so then the Maisei Yadayim, yes, would belong to them, but according to Minag and Yehuda, the Maisei Yadayim would not belong to them. According to the other Girsa, Hanizones, that the Mishnah is according to Anshe Yehuda, the Chiddush would be that even according to Anshe Yehuda, the Maisei Yadayim belong to them, as long as they're giving her mizonos, which of course they're doing willingly, according to Anshe Minag Anshe Yehuda. Then the Mishnah says, Ve'ein chayavin b'kvurasa. However, these Yisomim are not obligated to take care of her burial. That is something the Baal has to do, based on the fact that he's receiving, we learn in fourth parak, the kvura, he's obligated to be in charge. She brings in the ksuva, she brings out the dowry, so he's obligated to make sure to ensure that she's buried properly. But the yorshim, who are of course not her sons, that's possible, if the yorshim were her sons, so that's their mother. But let's say the yorshim are not our sons, it's the husband's, her husband's children from another marriage. Since they're not yoresh her, they're not chayiv in her kvura. Yorsheha, Yorshe Ksuvasa, Chayavim Kvurasa. Who is obligated to bury her? Those who are Yorish or Ksuva and are going to collect it from the Yorsheha Baal. Who are those? So the Gemara explains on Daf Pei Aleph that Yorsher Yorshtei Ksuvasa teaches us that if the Almana has Yorshim, that sounds like there are Yorshim and Yorshtei Ksuvasa. Let's say you have Yorshim that are not Yorshtei Ksuvasa. So if there are Yorshim that don't inherit her Ksuva, so then they're not Chayev in her Kvura. Where do you have an Almana that has two types of Yorshim, those who are Yorish her Ksuva, those who do not? That's a Shomeris Yavam, which we learned earlier in the 8th parak, that if the Yavama dies while she's a Shomeris Yavam waiting for Yibram, her Ksuva is in the Cheskas, in the Chazaka of the Yorshe HaBaal, and the Nichsei Melug in the Chazaka of the Yorshe HaAv. So in such a case, the Yorshe HaBaal, who are Yorish her Ksuva, are Chayv in her Kvura. But the others are not chayiv in our kvura. The Yorshe Ha'av are not chayiv in the kvura. Those who get the nichse melug, only who are yoresh, the other part, the dowry. So once again, the almana, the yisomi may give her maisa yadayim, but are not chayiv in the kvura. Her yorshim, who are yoresh her ksuva, are chayiv in her kvura. Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Beis. Once the Nichse Yerusha, as we know, are Meshubad to the Ksuva of the Almana, as we learned in the 4th parak, and if she has yet to demand her Ksuva, she gets Mizonos from those Nechasim in the husband's, the deceased husband's house. Mishnah is coming to teach us how an Almana is capable of selling the Nichse Yerusha for her Mizonos or for the collection of her Ksuva. Almana, Bein Mino Erisin, Bein Menanesuin, Maidim and Harrison means she's not getting Mizonos from the Nechse Yerusha, and all she's coming to do is collect her Ksuva, or an Almana from Nesuin, where the Yoshuminoa archive in to give her Mizonos, and she is demanding either Mizonos or her Ksuva. So the halach is that this Almana, Maidim and Harrison, Maidim and Nesuin, Mocheres Shelo Bebeistin. She can sell from the Nechasim of her husband, either for Mizonos or for the collection of a Ksuva, and does not need to go to Beis Din in order to make this sale. The Gemara explains why. She'ein adam rotzeh she'tizbaz ishto be'Beis Din. A husband, we assume, doesn't want his wife to have to go to Beis Din. He has rachmanis on his wife for a dignity of his wife. Doesn't want to have to go to Beis Din. But of course, she has to, in order to sell, in order to get mizonis, to get money, either for the ksuva or for Mizonis, she has to sell the part of the estate of the property. So where is that done? You do it in front of three trustworthy people who know Shumas Karka, who know how to appraise land, and that's where she goes, but she doesn't have to go to a Beis Din. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Min HaNesuin, Mocheres Shelo BeBeis Din. When it's after Nisuin and she's selling the property for what purpose? To get food for Mizonos, then she could be Mocheres Shelo BeBeis Din. We don't expect her to starve until she can get to Beis Din. But Mina Erisin, where the whole purpose of selling the estate, part of the estate of the husband, the deceased husband, is for what purpose? For the collection of the ksuba, then lo timkor ela beis din mipnei she'ein la mizonos. Because she's not getting Mizonos anyway. It's only the whole purpose is for collecting of the Ksuba. The kol she'ein la Mizonos. And she's only selling part of the estate to collect her Ksuba, since there's not much of a tircha yisera, because the Ksuba is only collected once. It's not for food purposes. Lo timkor ela be'Beis Din. This should be done in Beis Din. Some say that according to Rabbi Shimon, on almana min hanesuin, can sell Shelo BeBeis Din not only for her Mizonos, but even for her Ksuva. And others say that Rabbi Shimon holds no, that even Min HaNesuin, she can only collect for the sell Ksuva Shelo BeBeis Din. She could only sell Shelo BeBeis Din Mizonos for not for the purposes of her Ksuva.